Warriors coach Steve Kerr pushes Beto O'Rourke to run for president in 2020. By Warner Todd Houston on November 7, 2018. Hollywood and leftist elites such as Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr went wild to support Beto O'Rourke's run for Senate in Texas. O'Rourke lost, but now those same elitists are pushing him to run for president in 2020. Among many left-wingers, after Beto lost, Kerr quickly jumped to his Twitter account to urge O'Rourke to run for the Democrat nomination for president in 2020. Kerr posted a simple tweet immediately after O'Rourke lost his bid for the Senate from Texas, SFGate reported. Kerr has long been known as a strong left-wing activist and a vitriolic enemy of President Donald Trump. The Warriors coach is not the only high-profile member of the pro sports community to endorse O'Rourke. Others, such as LeBron James and San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich, also went all in for Beto. Despite the love, O'Rourke lost in the Lone Star State even though he spent more money than anyone has ever spent for a Senate race. O'Rourke spent nearly $60 million to lose his race to sitting Senator Ted Cruz. For his part, Cruz spent almost $34 million on his campaign. A long list of members of the Hollywood elite streamed into Texas to help O'Rourke's campaign. But in the end, it was not enough to convince Texas to evict Ted Cruz from his Senate seat. Celebs coming to Beto's side included Beyoncé, Rosie O'Donnell, Judd Apatow, Alyssa Milano, Eva Longoria, Willie Nelson, Ellen DeGeneres, and many more. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerHouston.